بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب العفو والإعراض عن الجاهلين. الحمد لله. This is the 75th chapter of رياض الصالحين. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings a chapter on forgiving and turning away from the ignorant ones. So many times it happens, a person gives another person some type of taklif, he hurts a person, he insults him, he harms him, and then he asks for forgiveness. So from this chapter we understand that we should forgive the person, and the person is a jahil, he's ignorant, so we should turn away from him. قال الله تعالى خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. Allah Ta'ala says, adopt forgiveness and instruct that which is good and ignore the ignorant ones. وقال تعالى فاصفح الصفح الجميل. So pardon with the most graceful pardon. In other words, when you pardon somebody, do it with jamal. The word jamil has been used in a nice way, in a kind way. وقال تعالى وليعفو وليصفحوا. Allah Ta'ala says that they should forgive and they should pardon. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not like Allah to forgive you? Many times a person asks for forgiveness and we say, no, I'm not going to forgive you. Over my dead body I won't forgive you. Ya Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't we commit sins? Don't we wish that Allah forgives us? وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions one of the qualities of the muttaqeen, that they forgive the people, and Allah loves those who are kind and good. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And that person who exercises patience and forgives, and this is certainly amongst the resoluteness of matters. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is narrated by Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala reports, وعن عائشة radiallahu ta'ala anha, أنها قالت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, هل أتى عليك يوم كان أشد من يوم أحد؟ She asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم once, was there any day more severe upon you than the day of Uhud? Now the day of Uhud, we know, was a very severe day upon the Muslims. Initially they were being defeated, and finally then they could gain victory. But they suffered many losses also on that day. It was that day when Rasulullah's Mubarak teeth became shattered and the rings of the helmet penetrated into his cheeks and blood was coming out of his face. So it was a very severe day. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was there any more severe day than the day of Uhud? قال لقد لقيت من قومك وكان أشد ما لقيت منهم يوم العقبة. Rasulullah said, yes, I received from your people, and that was the day of Ta'if, when Rasulullah SAW went to Ta'if. إِذْ عَرَضْتُ نَفْسِي عَلَى ابْنِ عَبْدِ يَالِيلِ بْنِ عَبْدِ كُلَالِ. When I presented myself to Ibn Abd Yalil bin Abd Kulal, so I gave him da'wah towards Islam. فَلَمْ يُجِبْنِي إِلَى مَا أَرَضْتُ. Then he did not respond to what I intended. I wanted him to accept Islam. He refused. فَانْتَلَقْتُ وَأَنَا مَهْمُومٌ عَلَى وَجْهِ. Then I proceeded my way very, very distressed. I was sad. Nobody accepted my da'wat. And we know the entire incident happened. They began to pelt Rasulullah with stones. And they set their dogs upon Rasulullah. The vagabonds began to chase Rasulullah. They insulted him. They hurt him. Physically they harmed him. Rasulullah fell unconscious. Then he says in the hadith, فَلَمْ أَسْتَفِقْ إِلَّا وَأَنَا بِقَرْنِ الثَّعَالِبِ. I only regained consciousness when I was at قَرْنُ الثَّعَالِبِ. It's a name, it's a place of, a name of an area. فَرَفَعْتُ رَأْسِي. Then I raised my head. وَإِذَا أَنَا بِسَحَابَةٍ قَدْ أَظَلَّتْنِي. And I saw a cloud shading me. فَنَظَرْتُ. I looked. فَإِذَا فِيهَا جِبْرِيلُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. جِبْرِيلُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ was there. فَنَادَانِي. He called out to me. فَقَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَدْ سَمِعَ قَوْلَ قَوْمِكَ لَكَ. Verily Allah has heard the response of your people when you gave them the da'wat. وَمَا رَدُّوا عَلَيْكَ. How they retaliated. What they did to you. وَقَدْ بَعَثَ إِلَيْكَ مَلَكَ الْجِبَالِ. Allah has now sent the angel in charge of the mountains. لِتَأْمُرَهُ بِمَا شِئْتَ فِيهِمْ. So you may command the angel of the mountains as to whatever you desire regarding the people of Taif. In other words, you want to destroy them, you just give this command to the angel of the mountain. فَنَادَانِي مَلَكُ الْجِبَالِ. The angel of the mountain then called out to me. فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيَّ. The angel of the mountain made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thumma qal, Ya Muhammad, inna Allah qad sami'a qawla qawmika lak, wa ana malakul jibal. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has heard the statements and the utterances of your people to you. I am the angel of the mountains. Wa qad ba'athani rabbi ilayk. Allah has sent me to you. لِتَأْمُرَنِي بِأَمْرِكَ فَمَا شِئْتَ. So Allah has sent me to you so that you may command me with whatever you want. إِنْ شِئْتَ أَتْبَقْتُ عَلِهِمْ الْأَخْصَبَيْنِ. If you wish, I can trap them between the two mountains. So the people of Taif were in between, and there were two mountains on either side. If you wish, I can trap them between the two mountains. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ بَلْ أَرْجُوا أَنْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ مِنْ أَصْلَابِهِمْ وَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شِئًا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Rasul said, no. In fact, I have great hopes that Allah will remove from the progeny of these people, in other words, from the people of Taif, from their progeny, the children, the grandchildren, there will be such people that who will worship Allah Ta'ala alone, and they won't associate any partners with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Rasulullah forgave the people of Taif, despite falling unconscious, besides his being hurt, he was abused, and they chased him away. They did not accept his da'wat. Rasulullah was bleeding profusely, but still he forgave them, and he forgave them in a very graceful manner, and he had hopes that somebody from the people of Taif would accept Islam, and we see exactly like that, the people of Taif later on, they embraced Islam, and ulama then explained Muhammad bin Qasim, who came from Taif. Eventually he went to Sindh and he brought deen and Islam to the province of Indo-Pak, and that is how Allah Ta'ala gave the people their Islam and deen, and we are also the progeny of those people. So you look at that, Rasulullah did not curse the people, he forgave them, and Allah Ta'ala then made that progeny bring iman. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.